Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Arla, Perek Beis, Mishnah Tes and Mishnah Yod. And today's Mishnah are being learned Leilu Nishmas, Maris Miriam, Sarah, Basar Yaakov, Maisha, Hernish, Shama, Shadav, and Uliyah, and Beschos, Rachel, Basar, Gittel, and Daniel, Yasmin, Spire, Rachel, they should be given to Sarah, Shakayama, Bekar of Mamesh. And with Mishnah Tes, we continue with a similar case that we had in Mishnah Ches. So Mishnah Tes tells us, Sa'ar Shal Chulin, Shenafal Asaych Isa, Sa'ar of Chulin that fell into a dough. V'chimtza, and that dough rose because of the sar of chulin that fell in. And right now there's no issue with the dough. But then, v'acher kach nafal sar shel truma. Afterwards, sar of truma fell in. Oy sar shel kelei akerem, or sar of kelayim fell in, and v'yesh bay kedei l'chametz. This new sar that fell in, this truma or this kelayim that fell in, had enough that it could cause the dough to rise. Now let's remember, the dough rose already, but this new piece that fell in could cause the dough to rise, and actually it did cause the dough to rise just a little bit. Usser, this dough is usser. And that's because, since it impacted the dough, it caused it to rise a little bit more, even though it wasn't necessary, we didn't need the dough to rise anymore, it had already risen as much as we needed beforehand, but still, this usser sa'ar caused it to rise a little bit, so now this entire dough is going to be usser. Whereas Reb Shimon Mate, Reb Shimon allows the dough. He says that just because this truma or kilayim sa'ar caused the dough to rise, that doesn't mean that it caused a positive impact in this dough. We didn't want it to rise anymore. And what it did actually was negative. It was no good. So therefore, according to Reb Shimon, the dough is not usser. Moving on to Mishnah Yod. Tavlin, spices. Shnai mushlesha shemais mimen echad. Two or three shemais of one min. So shemais over here is referring to different types of isurim, and min is talking about a type of spice. So let's say we have one min of spices. For example, we have pepper. We have a whole bunch of jars of pepper in front of us, and each one has a different isur. One jar of pepper, the isur is arla. The other jar of pepper, it's ashera. The other jar of pepper is truma. Or it could be the other jar of pepper is kelayim. So again, we have three different shemais, three different isurim, but all the same type of spice. Or it could be three different spices. It could be that one jar was pepper, one was garlic, and one was za'atar. The Tanakhama tells us, usser, all these are usser umitzarfin, and they're going to combine together to usser food. Let's say you took a little bit of pepper from each of these jars and you put it in your dish. And the only way your dish tastes like pepper is because we have all three of these combined. According to Tanakhama, they do combine for isser, and now your dish is going to be usser. Whereas Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon argues, and remember Reb Shimon's opinion for later because it's going to come up in a different Mishnah. Reb Shimon tells us, if we have two or three different shemais, even though it's the same min, which means we have two or three different types of isurim, even though it's the same type of spice, or we have two different spices, even though they're the same isur, Einan mitstarfin, they are not going to be mitstarf together to aser the food. But we don't paskin like Reb Shimon. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.